Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace, peace, and love, and the joy of the Lord be on your life today. Our meditation is coming from the 15th chapter of Matthew, verse 25. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. In this lesson, as we meditate this verse revealed to us that when your prayer does not seem like they're working, worship the Lord. Worship give increase to your prayer life. And I'll reveal to you in a few moments how that happened. Secondly, even your faith life, because she was using her faith, but she wasn't getting anywhere if you read the whole context of the story. This was a woman who had a daughter with a vexed spirit. And then there's a racial issue here. And I found out that worship is the cure for racism. For when you worship, you're getting one spirit with God. So in these words, when things was not going right, when things seemed like she wasn't getting a breakthrough, and a breakthrough is, my brothers and sisters, is heaven coming open to your request. You always want to be under open heaven. Worship place you under open heaven when you worship God properly. It's sort of like the ladder that Jacob saw, the angels going up and down, and God at the top of the ladder announcing to Jacob exactly what was going to happen to him. Now, in worship, as she worshiped the Lord, she finally got her answer. Her daughter got delivered, and God, Jesus called it great faith. But I want you to read the context of it and find out when this Syrophoenician woman, starting at verse 22 of the 15th chapter of Matthew, and read on through and you see she get a deliverance. But there's a thing that you must understand about worship this morning that will change your life. Worship creates an intimacy with God. That intimacy, when the stewardship of it is right, it leads to authority. And then it leads to dominion. Then it lead to reigning in life through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. So this morning, we have to understand that worship bring quicker intimacy with God than anything else. And so when you get close to God, the heaven open. I like to say it this way, the heaven open and hell is locked up. The thing that Satan trying to do, he can't do it, because when heaven open, the whole arm of God comes on our line to protect us and to provide power and provision for us. So today, I want to just tell you that keep on worshiping him, acknowledging who he is and acknowledging how great he is, and giving him the praise and giving him the glory and giving him the thanks for all the great things he had done in your life and all the great things that he is going to do in your life. For you see, getting in his presence is the greatest thing. It's intimacy. It's getting close to God. The Bible said, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh unto you. And the quickest way to draw nigh to God, the quickest way to get a breakthrough, and that breakthrough is open heaven, is to lift your hand, your heart, and your mind toward God and acknowledge how great he is.